So I just want to offer a little bit of reflection around the theme of dana. And of course, many, most, maybe all of you are familiar to some degree with dana and the way that works in the tradition. The word dana, often very poorly translated as donation. Sometimes we think of retreats like this, oh, it's by donation. And really, the word dana means the practice of generosity. The cultivation of a generous heart, and that having, of course, a very broad context for the whole of life, the sense of what the Buddha spoke about, cultivating generosity as the foundation for happiness, the happiness born of the sense that one can give, right? And of course, that looks different in different contexts. Sometimes it's a giving of one's care, one's attention, one's time, one's money. The resources, basically, that one has, and may have different resources at different times, but whatever our resources are, that sense of being able to give of oneself generously. And so this retreat runs on that principle, and in fact the whole Mulan exists on that principle. It's only because of the generosity of different people in different ways that all of us, me included, find ourselves here at all. And so it's kind of that foundation of the turning of the generous heart that's very much brought the Mulan into being, that's very much allowed all of you, allows me ongoingly to be here, to be kind of cared for by the environment here. So this is the time when we invite you to kind of respond with your own generosity to the generosity you've received, right? And particularly that's in terms of the human input. So nobody who works here or lives here or comes here to teach receives any of the money that you pay for the kind of daily rate that goes to maintain the bills. And so predominantly the wish for support is on behalf of the team. So the three-person team that are here all through the year, Caroline and Gail and Ian, as well as the volunteer team that come for several months of the year, and you know their practice of being here, it being practice partly of community and being together, partly the practice of kind of bringing the principles and the cultivation of meditation into their the action of the day, and that shot through with then the practice of Dharma as service and the taking care of all of us. So there's a dana box for the team, and encourage you to support the team in return for the support they've given you. And then of course Jaya and Gemma and the support that they've given you. And you know, sometimes it's interesting when we start to talk about money. You know, sometimes you're just at the end of a retreat, and it's been all these kind of, we've been talking about these elevated spiritual qualities, and then some poor soul gets up at the end and starts to speak about money, and it's, you can feel the tension level in the room kind of increase. It's like, oh, as if, oh, the world's crashing back in. But that's kind of what this part of the retreat's about, right? It's true. The more everyday speed and rhythm and engagements of life beyond the simplicity and silence of the rhythm here. Oh, that's what today's about. So as you engage with speaking and as you engage with moving more quickly and as you engage, you know, engaging with money is very much just a part of that. And so if you find yourself feeling kind of uncomfortable around that, oh, what does it mean and how much should I give, and I would just really encourage you to meet that process with the same care and sensitivity and curiosity that you've been bringing to all the rest of the week. Because it's, you know, it's very much a part of our life as well. And like I say, of course that looks different for different people. Different in terms of resources, different in terms of the way the appreciation you feel gets translated, you know, in terms of but that appreciation you have and that wish to support your teachers and those who've made the retreat possible. And there's something beautiful about the fact that this is run on dana in a non-kind of transactional basis, right? That it's based on this kind of movement of heart rather than just a fixed measurement in the pocket. And but at the same time, the real world needs of people are based in the pocket, right? Jaya and Gemma can't pay their electricity bill by making some kind of heart offering to the electricity company, it's just to recognize that the very real need with that, and the fact that if you're familiar with the kind of world of retreats or inner growth work in any various form, whether that be by an hour by hour payment for psychotherapy or whether that be other kinds of courses, things that do work on a more commercial basis, the people part, the part that pays people, is often a bigger percentage, a bigger chunk of the cost of running something than the part that pays the logistics and the food and the transport and all of that kind of thing. So basically, the very kind of short, concentrated version of what I want to say is, please support your teachers and the staff here as much as you possibly can. Because they've been all supporting you as much as they possibly can. I'm sure you've noticed, with Jaya and Gemma and the complexities of having two young children and all, that having to to really take care with how they manage time and the various demands on them. Their wish, that's the only reason they're here, is their wish to support you as much as they can. That's why the team are here working at the Moolan, to support you as much as they can. And I think that's the bit that really fits for me in terms of the essence of Dharma, is realize, oh, these people have supported me as much as they can. And feeling the benefit of that, then one offers dana, with that gladness of heart as a foundation for happiness, the joy of being able to support. I wish to support as much as I possibly can. And of course, as much as I can has to be measured in terms of your own life and your own resources and your own circumstances. So, if you have any questions about the practical nature of that, please feel free to ask me.
So there are two boxes, one for the volunteers and the managers, and one.
So there are, I think there might be three boxes actually. There's probably a staff box for the team, right? Which would be called managers or organizers or the team or something like that. There's one for the teachers, Jaya and Gemma. There's probably also one for the Moolan Association. So people sometimes just want to support what's happening here. And you're very welcome to support the Moolan as well, right? But our main ask, if you like, at the end of a retreat is for the human factor, the people that really need supporting. You're welcome to offer to the Moolan, but the Moolan's also supported by the money that you pay to be here, right? That's what pays the bills. So it's predominantly the two human elements, the organizers and the teachers. And I think we make it possible for you to offer generosity in as many ways as possible. So we have the facility to take credit card payments. And actually, I'm not sure if that's true. Actually, it might not be true for the teachers because of them not being based here. You'll have to find that bit out there. Otherwise, we can certainly take cash and probably only French checks, but maybe Jaya and Gemma have something set up around that, in which case the information will be there. Okay.
How many volunteers are there?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure at the moment, it's fluctuating. There's probably about six or seven that are here over the season, plus the three that are here year round. And so there's some kind of organization of how money gets distributed, but in terms of, people are here for different lengths of time and things. But that's the whole team in terms of kitchen and office support and gardening and all of that. So, friends, I invite you to cultivate the generous heart, to give as much support as you wish to and are able to. And of course, I hope that you feel and have been well supported in your time here. Certainly, the appreciative notes that I keep noticing popping up on the kitchen notice board suggest you feel well supported, at least in that area. So the time for the dana is now, and then I guess that leads into the rest of the day, however that is for you. I don't know what's on the schedule next. So on behalf of Jaya and Gemma and all of their input over the week, and on behalf of the team, I thank you for your generous support. Okay.